Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films. Every week we talk about current cinema, the latest trailers, and we pick a new favorite film every single episode.
But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts!
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Now, here's your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined, as always, by my partner, JD. How are you, man?
I don't know that you've ever called me your partner before. I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, we're talking about Beverly Hills Cop, man. I gotta have a partner.
Okay, well, so you're a lot more clever than I gave you credit for.
Let's do this. If you were my partner and we had to give each other a nickname, what would you give my nickname? I'll give you one as well.
Well, I know your existing nickname is Big Country, isn't it?
It is.
But I want to give you a new nickname.
Okay.
I'm just going to call you Indiana Thunder.
Indiana Thunder. Okay. I thought you might get a little... You might go a different route. Would you like to know mine for you?
Do I have a choice?
No.
Let's do it.
Slap Nuts.
Hey, can I change my name for you?
Go ahead.
I'm going to call you Corn Gobbler.
Yes. That's so much better. Corn Gobbler and Slap Nuts. I wonder what they're doing today on patrol. Taking down some perps, pulling the old repeater. All right, meow. Okay. Well, also in our archives, Super Troopers. Great episode. But yeah, you guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode, and this week we're discussing the 1984 action comedy film, Beverly Hills Cop. Cannot wait to get into this. Before we do, though, make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcast. We're up on Google Play, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. Find us, subscribe us, drop us a 5-star rating, show us a little love, and then make sure you tweet at us or message us on Instagram at BackInTimePod. We're also up on Facebook or at backintimepod.com. JD, what's your first memories of watching Beverly Hills Cop?
Jeez, I was so young when I saw this. What year did this movie come out?
84, so you're literally just sperm at this point.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Corn Gobbler. So obviously, you know, this. I obviously didn't see this one in theaters because it, you know, predates my existence.
Yeah.
As yours.
Yep.
I want to say this was one that my grandfather had rented on VHS and we watched one Saturday night.
Okay.
So I had to have been maybe like 5 years old the first time I saw this movie, and I loved it. And every time that, you know, the second one and the third one came out, I was always on top of watching those. I never saw any of the franchise in theater, but always on VHS.
Okay. I also saw this on VHS, but not a rental. And I think we talked about this a couple episodes ago. My dad would often record movies on the TV, and he'd record three onto a tape. This was on there, I want to say, with Predator. And there might have been another movie on there as well, but I specifically remember Predator, Beverly Hills Cop, and then a movie that I did not like. So I don't remember that name. But it was a three-parter. So you'd have to fast forward or rewind to get to the beginning of it and find it somewhere in the tape, and that was always a fun trip down the old fast forward and recorder on the VHS. You remember how big those VHS units were?
Oh, they were massive. Those things were like, they were their own little machines.
We had like one of those stainless steel ones where you'd push the button and like it would load up at the top, like a little cartridge thing would open up, almost like a Nintendo. And then you'd pop it in, and then you'd have to hold down the record button because it wouldn't stick itself. You'd like manually record it. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I wish we still had that. I feel like that might be worth money now. Like classic VHS units. I bet there's a market for those somewhere.
Oh, for sure. That's why even, like, you know, Justin Bronson collects laser discs and actually watches them on a laser disc player. So I mean there's people out there that'll do anything.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and fire up the trailer here. If you're by the computer, you have access to get on the YouTube, type in Beverly Hills Cop Trailer 1984, and you'll be looking for the one titled Beverly Hills Cop / Trailer. It has 352,000 views and was uploaded by by Beverly Hills Cop Trailer. I'll give a 3-2-1 click countdown, and we can watch this thing together. JD, are you ready?
I got it popped up.
That's what she said. Here we go. 3-2-1 click.
Last one.
Eddie Murphy is a Detroit cop on vacation in Beverly Hills.
I just got off the phone with an Inspector Todd in Detroit. He says if you're out here investigating the Tandino murder, you needn't bother coming back.
I don't want to take anymore.
For a man who claims to be on vacation, you look a lot like you're on a stakeout.
Stakeout? No. I'm picnicking. This is like a picnic area.
I have to ask you some questions about Michael Tandino.
I never been to a cell that had fucking in it.
Can I stay for a while? Because I ordered some pizza.
We have 6 witnesses that say you broke in and started tearing up the place, then jumped out the window.
May I help you?
Yeah. I'm looking for Victor Meadman.
I have nothing to say to you.
You just got your badges and your guns and you're on the job, right? Make sure we get the right drinks because my drink club sold out. Throw up.
You know, this is the cleanest and nicest police car I've ever been in my life. Stays nice in my apartment.
This is Mitch. You are the pride of your department in Detroit.
Seems painfully obvious you haven't the slightest idea who you're dealing with.
I don't know what y'all think I am, giving me some kind of food. Hurry up, quicker!
Crawl back to your little stone in Detroit before you get squashed.
Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop.
JD, start us off. What do you think about the trailer?
I kind of forgot how freaking funny and amazing this movie is. I am super excited about doing this. Like, this is such a good trailer, highlighting Eddie Murphy's performance, the action, the scenery, the location. The detective work, I'm real excited. I'm fully torqued here.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious too. A couple things that stood out to me. One, when he walks down the street, there's 2 guys going by wearing the red leather jumpsuit that he wears in Delirious, his stand-up special. And he kind of turns and laughs. And then just his hilarious laugh that he has in his movie. Just, it's so, I don't know. I don't think that's his real laugh. But it makes me smile every time I hear it. I don't know. Well, and we have Judge Reinhold. I mean, come on. How could you not be excited about this movie?
We have to mention Judge Reinhold, and he seems to have a hilarious presence in this. He just seems so, you know, straight-laced and uptight, and that just plays the perfect foil to Eddie Murphy's, you know, run and gun.
Is this his best movie, you think?
We talk about this in our top 5 episode of Eddie Murphy.
No, Judge.
Oh, we don't have a top 5 Judge Reinhold movies. This or Santa Claus.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could make a case for maybe Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but he's more of a side character. He's not really in that a lot. I would say this is his best movie. And have you seen him lately?
He's had some ups and downs, hasn't he?
Yeah. Ups and downs, nips and tugs. He looks like somebody stuck him in the face and he's allergic to bees. Poor guy.
Interesting corn gobbler.
Well, you know what, Slapnuts? Sometimes that's what happens. Now, let's talk about the box office numbers. Let's see how this trailer translated to the U.S. box office. Beverly Hills Cop debuted at the box office on December 5th, 1984. The film was distributed by Paramount with a runtime of 105 minutes and a production budget of $15 million. Opening weekend, Beverly Hills Cop was number one at the box office, bringing in $15.2 million, recouping the entire budget in the first couple days. And then Beverly Hills Cop would repeat as number one movie in America in week two, bringing in another $11.5 million, and that brought the 10-day total to $36.4 million. JD, thoughts on the first 10 days?
Pretty successful for, I mean, 15 million is a good budget, and to double it after 10 days, I think is pretty successful, and I know this movie only gains gas.
Okay, so that was my next question. Do you think the schoolyard effect was in play?
I do. I definitely do.
Okay. And you'd be right, and this is one of the more impressive movies that we've done so far as schoolyard effect goes. Top 10 for 28 weeks, number one movie for 14 weeks. On its way to cruising the $234 million at the U.S. box office, another $81 million internationally, which brought the worldwide total to $316,360,478. JD, thoughts on the box office numbers for Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah, that'll buy you one hell of a Blumpkin.
It'll buy you a nice Blumpkin, yep.
Yeah, or a few even. That sounds more in line to what I was thinking it was overall going to be. Not that its opening 10 days was, you know, bad by any stretch of the imagination, mm-hmm. but man, that movie's got some legs.
It definitely had legs, and you know, what's impressive about this, this is the highest grossing movie of 1984. I would have never guessed that. If I'm on Jeopardy and they go highest grossing movie of 1984, immediately I go Ghostbusters. Right off the bat. So, yeah, I'm surprised. Now, if you look at the top six movies of 1984, I gotta imagine we're gonna do every one of these at some point. Some of them we already have done. Number six was Police Academy. Five, Karate Kid in the archives. Number four, Gremlins in the archives. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. So we definitely have to do the sequel because we did Raiders. Ghostbusters in our archives. And soon to be, Beverly Hills Cop. It's like pretty solid movies there in the top six there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, some of the best movies ever made.
Wow, I wonder what it was about 84. I mean, even if you go like into the top 20 list, I mean, you've got The Terminator, you've got Revenge of the Nerds, you've got Footloose, which, I mean, it's not one of the best movies, but gosh, it's got a long legacy for sure. So yeah, I mean, there's some really, really good movies. Friday the 13th, the final chapter came out in 84 too. Like that movie, Corey Feldman. Okay. Nightmare on Elm Street. Man, we can go on. We can go on forever, baby. Well, let's talk about the top 10 movies of the week for December 5th, 1984. So number one was Beverly Hills Cop. Number two, which also debuted that week, 2010. Don't know a lot about that one. Number three, also debuting, The City Heat. Number four, The Terminator in week seven at that point. Number five, Missing in Action. Number six, Night of the Comet. Number seven, Supergirl. Number eight, Oh God, You Devil. Number nine, Falling In. And number 10, Amadeus. JD, do you have any standouts in there in the top 10?
Obviously, Terminator's a gem.
Yes.
I always forget that movie came out in 84 because 84 was just such a competitive year. But this was clearly the week for Beverly Hills Cop, as would be the next 19 weeks, you said?
It was, yeah. No, actually, 14 weeks as number one, and then total 28 weeks in the top 10.
So I was nowhere close to being accurate. So good thing we have you.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. Well, yeah, I mean, I think the box office number is pretty darn good, and the top 10 list, it's all right. Couple movies in there I like. Not one where I'd be jumping in the DeLorean for that. But let's get into some critic and audience response here. So we'll use Rotten Tomatoes to gauge how the critics reacted to Beverly Hills Cop. JD, how do you think the critics received the film?
So, it's, to be fair, I haven't seen this movie in a good few years, so I don't remember much, but the energy that I felt from the trailer really reminded me a lot of the goodness that this movie has. And we know that it's sustained for 28 weeks in the top of the cinemas. We know that it made a crap ton of money and was the number one movie in 1984. So that tells me that the critics probably responded pretty favorably. Eddie Murphy was just skyrocketing at this point. I mean, his stock was perfect. I mean, he's a hilarious actor, and he's really finding his way into his own. So I think that the critics really attached themselves to his performance. Judge Reinhold also gives a great, great little shot. I feel like there could be some criticism to the story, at least in terms of convenience and other plot points that just sort of are like, is he really that great of a detective? At least that's how I feel. Like, you know, at one point he's getting thrown through a window, at the next point he's, you know, strong arming everybody. So it's like, how great of a detective is he really? He's like a superhero, you know. Like, there's maybe some inconsistencies that some people didn't necessarily respond to. All of that being said, very long-winded gas bag way of coming up with a number, I want to say it's pretty positive. It's pretty well loved, and I want to say 78%.
Okay. You are very, very close again this week. It came in at 82% certified fresh. So yeah, you're right on the money there almost. And then
I was torn between 78 and 88, and I thought 88 was just way too high. So
okay. And then audience response also 82. So both critic and audience on the same page for once. But yeah, I thought overall that's about where I would put it. I don't think it's 100% movie, but it's a darn good one. So I'm happy to see the critics received it the right way. Let's hear from some of our top critics. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Tribune gave the film just 2.5 out of 4 stars and said, Eddie Murphy looks like the latest victim of the star magic syndrome, in which it is assumed that a movie will be a hit simply because it stars an enormously talented person. Whoops. Guess you're wrong, Robert. JD, what do you think?
Yeah, Robert kind of stuck his foot in his mouth there. Obviously, this movie was excellent because it's a good movie, and Eddie Murphy did a fantastic job in it. So I would love to, you know, bless his soul, but if he could revisit, and maybe there is a part on his website where he has revisited movies, but I'd like to hear what he has to say about it 20, 35 years later.
Right.
Are we seriously 35 years later?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I'm getting old there, Bubba. Now, Janet Maslin from the New York Times gave the film 4 out of 5 stars and said, Mr. Murphy knows exactly what he's doing, and he wins at every turn. I like that. I don't think he wins at every turn. There's definitely some overcoming in this movie, but what do you think?
Yeah, like I said, you're either going to love or hate his performance. You're either going to attach yourself to his energy, or you're going to, you know, nitpick at inconsistencies, and it's more fun to be positive and enjoy the ride.
Definitely. And I'm thinking we're going to be very positive when we come back in a couple days for the full review. I know we're planning on a special guest. I hate announcing stuff ahead of time because you never know with people's schedule and life just happens. So we should have a special guest. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. And JD, what are you looking forward to most when we get into the full review?
I really wanted to really pay special attention and enjoy Judge Reinhold's serious deadpan comedic assistant in this, because right. I love him. I think he's a hilarious actor, everything from Santa Claus to Seinfeld, and I want to really soak up, because he's so young in this role, and he's not necessarily like you were saying, he's not a big name,
right?
Like, even now, is he really a household name now?
Not really.
So I don't know. I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, Eddie Murphy's performance is going to be stellar, and hearing you do the laugh over and over and over.
That's good. I'll get it. Okay, I need to watch the movie. Give me 2 hours of that laugh. Like my Seth Rogen. So, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I was going to say Judge Reinhold as well, but since you went with that one, I'm just going to go with the fact that I know I've watched Beverly Hills Cop 2 or 3 recently, within the last couple of years. I don't think I've watched the original in quite a long time. I'm looking forward to, one, finding this at Mega Replay and buying it for about $2 because I don't own it, and then rewatching it for the first time in a long time. So kind of seeing where the old franchise began. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about the possible reboot, which has been rumored and I believe also in some type of pre-production at this point. So I would like to dive into that and see where your head's at on a possible reboot.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially after revisiting this movie, because it's been so long for the both of us. It'd be interesting to see if they can recapture the magic.
All right. Well, again, thank you guys for hitting the download button on today's podcast. Again, you can subscribe Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, Spotify, YouTube. We're everywhere. Just find us, rate us, review us. We're on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Everything's at Back in Time Pod. You can visit us on the web at backintimepod.com. It's time to climb back into the DeLorean, punch in today's date, and return back to present day. Thanks for listening. Talk to you in a couple days. See ya.